This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And have you seen this story about this restaurant in San Francisco that attempted to not take cash?
No. I mean, we have talked about restaurants in different parts of the world or businesses who are kind of signing on to this cash-free society thing. So maybe we talked about it, but I don't recall specifically.
Well, unfortunately, it didn't work out.
I don't feel like that's a bad thing.
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, too bad for their business or whatever, but hey, you're going to turn away customers?
That's true. There are better alternatives to cash. So ideally, a cashless restaurant would accept these alternatives.
You mean like cryptocurrency?
I do.
Sure, but if people want to come in and pay cash, should take cash from them.
I would agree.
Yeah.
By and large, I mean, there's something to be said about war dollars and feeding the war machine by even using their money, but it is the currency of the realm, so there isn't a lot of choice at this time.
Sure. I mean, if cash were so insignificant of a, you know, an option for people, if they weren't considering using it, if only 1% of your given customer base was using it, maybe you'd feel comfortable cutting out 1% of your customers, but even then, I mean, 1%, I wouldn't want to turn those people away. A lot of businesses are just barely getting the bills paid, so they don't want to do that stuff.
That's true. Ultimately, it seems the reason they failed wasn't because it was a bad plan on their part or bad design or anything like that. It was because the city of San Francisco required brick-and-mortar restaurants to accept cash as payment.
Hold on. That's why they failed? I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused as well. So I don't know if the restaurant itself failed, but the cashless policy failed is, I guess, how I should characterize that.
Okay.
So coming to us from the LA Times, modern finance requires a lot of trust, and its digital future will demand still more. If, for example, electronic payments are to replace cash, people must be willing to believe that the bits of data traveling among phones, cards, terminals, and blockchains actually represent something of value. Now, isn't it already the case, though, that like 97% of all USD transactions are done digitally?
That sounds plausible. I mean, I don't know if that's actually true.
So, will people believe, asked the LA Times, judging from their growing predilection for physical currency? Maybe not, which is interesting because I tend to go back and forth about whether or not I even carry cash because as a hassle, it's relatively easy to lose. I tend to just throw it into the bottom of my purse and leave it there indefinitely.
So you're more of like a debit card spender?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. See, I'm the reverse. I prefer to spend cash and crypto.
Interesting. Well, I definitely prefer crypto.
Yeah.
But I see more similarities between using crypto to make payments and using debit cards to make payments than I do with using cash and using cryptocurrency.
Well, I mean, there's similarities and differences with both, right? Like, so, I mean, obviously you're using cash. It's not electronic. There's that obvious difference.
Sure.
And you could argue that Bitcoin is to some extent more traceable than cash as far as it's a public blockchain.
Oh, certainly.
There's the idea that certain types of Bitcoin or certain Bitcoins that have gone through black market exchanges may someday become unwelcome at like white market, you know, on the up and up kind of exchanges or something like that, where they will say, oh, all right, you're trying to deposit this Bitcoin here, this fraction of a Bitcoin, and we can detect that at some point in the past, we're not saying it was you.
Right.
We can detect that at some point in the past, it has gone through what we know as a black market exchange wallet, so therefore we're not going to allow you. Obviously, you can't do that with cash, so cash has the benefit of being more fungible in that way, even though each dollar obviously has a serial number on it. There's not much use to that.
Have there been exchanges at this point that are actually going through that process of blacklisting certain Bitcoins and Bitcoin?
Not that I've ever heard of. That's just sort of a theory
I know they talked about it.
Yeah, of what they could do in the future.
which would not be ideal, but Sweden evidently has almost eliminated its use for payments, whatever that means. In America, home of the almighty dollar, almost a third of the population gets through a typical week without using a single banknote. So that's a shocking stat.
Okay.
A third of people get through a typical week without ever using a banknote.
Okay. That's a different number than 97%.
Yes, well, I was referring more to, like, the cash that is swapped between the Federal Reserve Bank and the U.S. government and things like that. I think that makes up the bulk of it. And
oh, yeah, a lot
digital.
Of that's digital. Okay, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So businesses are experimenting with going cashless, hoping to speed up transactions, combat theft, and create a safer environment for their employees. I could see the last one because it's harder to rob someone's bank account than it is to rob them in person.
I think it's easier to rob their bank account than it is to rob them in person.
Well, only if you're the IRS.
Or you're a good hacker, or even the IRS just screws up.
You'd have to be an extremely good hacker to hack their bank account, though.
Or just a psychopath that has access to that works for the IRS.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, government looting is the easiest path to being a successful looter, for sure. I mean, if you want to loot people, enter government, right?
And then, you know, they gave everyone a haircut in Cyprus, what, 3-4 years ago?
That it was longer.
It was longer than that. Yeah. But yeah, they took a percentage. I think it was like 20% if you had over 7,000 euro or something in your bank account. And, you know, this gave, obviously, cryptocurrency a good bump. But just the fact that cashless society, I don't trust a legacy system. And, frankly, I won't be able to participate because I can't meet these know your customer stuff.
Now, when you say legacy system, you mean the current banking system,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not proven itself to be trustworthy. I mean, you have Wells Fargo opening up new accounts in existing customers' names in order to make more money off of them at the expense of those customers. You have the 2007 housing crisis caused by banks giving out loans that people weren't really eligible for and that the banks knew they wouldn't be able to pay back. And, of course, you do have the countries in the European Union. Like, I think it was Greece you mentioned, but the United Kingdom has it as well, where the bank can just go in and take up to 40% of the money in your account.
Well, it's good to be the bank.
Yeah, and you have no recourse to do anything about it. They just help themselves to it.
That's actually true here in the United States. They can take 100% of that money out of your bank account because when you put the money in the bank, it is now becomes an asset of the bank. It is no longer yours, and this is legal, and this is in all the fine print of the contracts that you sign when you become a customer. And you know, when
that's the fractional reserve banking system. They loan it out to other people.
Well, not only that, it's just the fact that that money's never yours to begin with. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. Those little green notes can never belong to you. Just like the what's the old Bible scripture? Render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and it was something about paying a tax, and right. Caesar's name is on a coin. Well,
that verse actually gets interpreted in two different ways, one of which I only heard like last year or so by Will Coley, who used to be here on Free Talk Live, who mentioned that, you know, Jesus was being sly when he said that. He was implying that the gold isn't Caesar's, so don't give it to him. So give to Caesar what is Caesar's, kind of an eye-rolling statement under the Christian belief or the Abrahamic belief that everything is ultimately God's and not man's.
Yeah, but the way it was spun to me, the whole, you know.
I agree, that's a lot of spin on it.
Yeah, the whole Caesar thing is that the coin belongs to Caesar, and this was back when I was actually Bible studying with some Jehovah's Witnesses, and I would go to the Kingdom Hall, and this was and right about when the town was coming after me for my house, I was fighting the town. I still haven't really figured this out, but it seemed like everybody who had any kind of clout within the Kingdom Hall that I went to was really on my case about paying taxes, and they were all prepared with all the Bible rhetoric and
gross
and why I should comply and why I should pay taxes. And one of my friends who actually understands the Federal Reserve stuff was like, you know, just like with the coin belongs to Caesar because it's Caesar's, that you bought that property with Federal Reserve notes, Jay, and those Federal Reserve notes belong to the government, and therefore you have to pay them because you use their money to buy it. And he might not be wrong.
But if the notes never belong to you, then the house can't either, right? Because you actually put up a legitimate form of property to fulfill that contract.
Right, which is I just paid it with debt security notes like most people pay with things because that's what was available at the time.
So if you had bought the house, theoretically, if you had bought the house with Bitcoin, would they still expect you to pay taxes on it?
I'm sure.
I would be interested to hear the loopholes that they have to jump through to get into that. But we're going to get back into cashless society, Bitcoin, PayPal, and the future of money. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about cryptocurrency. Have you ever heard of it? Are you familiar with it? 855-450-3733.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Do you have a qualified plan? An IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Hey, let me tell you something. Uh-huh. Balanced Nature really works, man. I mean, I work constantly on the road, and I put in 60 hours in 4 days, 15 hours a day, and I'm telling you, this stuff works. I don't get sick. I have plenty of energy. I'm 46 years old. I'm an old man, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this stuff. So I just want you to know that this stuff really works, and I'm grateful that this Dr. Howard guy figured it out. So I'll leave it at that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I've got a suggestion for the brick and mortar businesses out there that do want to get away from the USD. And if they're looking for a solution to take things like Bitcoin, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, or many other cryptocurrencies, then they should check out helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within minutes, you'll be accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. So get started now at helpmetakebitcoin.com, brought to you by the people over at AnyPay. It's an awesome service, and I love using it. I love going to the brick-and-mortar businesses here and just whipping out my phone, scanning a QR code, and being done with it. It's hard to beat that.
Yeah, it is fun, and I got a gas station right down the road from me. They're not using any pay yet because Grandma's not totally on board with it, but we've been working on them. But if there's two guys that are co-owners, they're like in their early 30s, and if you show up there and either one of them are there, you can pay with any crypto. In fact, he told me the other day that somebody bought gasoline with Dogecoin.
Wow.
And he's like, I'll take any crypto. I love cryptocurrency, so...
So even though businesses are experimenting with going cashless, it doesn't really seem to be working out because physical currency, according to the LA Times, is experiencing a resurgence. And this kind of makes sense. I kind of get why cryptocurrency and cash itself would be experiencing a surge in the American economy. And it's because we don't trust banks. It's no coincidence that blockchain technology and cryptocurrency came into existence right around the 2007 recession, when banks revealed that, oh, yeah, they do not have our best interests at heart, right? And we've even spoken with, like, the creators of Vertcoin, who is a student over at MIT, who pointed out that, yes, it was because I grew up when all of this was happening. You know, I learned from the time I was 16 years old that I couldn't trust these banks. So I'm heavily interested in these things that keep us from having to trust these third parties that cannot be trusted with our money.
And just with the simple fragile infrastructure, complex infrastructure that like these cashless point of service things run on, like your credit card and your Square things. If there's something wrong with their network, so I live in rural New Hampshire, in a little town I live in, the gas station that does take cryptocurrency, I was in there at 10 o'clock in the morning after very, very heavy winds last week. It was really windy and a bunch of power was out all over the place, and the power wasn't out, but for some reason, their point of sale thing would not accept any cards. They couldn't do credit cards or debit cards, so people are just constantly walking in and, oh, I'm sorry, you gotta use cash. And like he said something like, oh darn, the gas station up the road doesn't do cash either. I mean, doesn't, the credit card's not working either. You have to use cash. I never have any cash. And the ATM machine wasn't working either. People would walk over, it just won't recognize the cards. And this had something to do with some kind of power thing. I don't know.
Sure.
But it took about, by the end of the day, it was working. All the things were working like usual, but it's just a fragile infrastructure. All it takes is like some solar flares to wipe out some satellites. And
well, that's certainly true of like cryptocurrency as well.
But the cryptocurrency worked at the gas station the other day because I was like, oh, can I pay with Bitcoin Cash for my, I got a breakfast sandwich or something?
Right.
And they're like, yeah. And there was like four or five people. They're like, well, what do you mean? The card reader don't work. Well, this isn't a card network.
But their internet could have just as easily gone down, in which case the cryptocurrency wouldn't have been taken either.
But the internet wasn't down. It was the actual, it had something to do with the
right.
Credit card processing stuff. I don't know what it is, but it was something to do with their system and their IT. And, you know, like the blockchain stuff, because you have all the nodes running on Bitcoin Core, for example, that are, I don't know, tens of thousands of them or 13,000 or something, and they're all over the place. And there, and then as long as there's a couple of nodes for a localized, mesh network to hook up to, from what I understand, you can actually do those particular transactions on a localized
That would be true, but the mesh network doesn't exist at this point in time if the internet was to go down.
There is actually a sort of mesh network in Manchester right now that they've been playing with for about 2 years, and they've actually got like a few different, and it's just, you know, local, you know, small, like, couple block area where his mesh network's running, but they're doing it all the time, and these guys are messing with it. And
fascinating.
They haven't really had an opportunity to, like, the power's been out for days to rely on it, to test it, but they do, it has been.
Well, we've covered stories in the past of, like, blockchain transactions being sent with things like terrestrial radio and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah, you could do a ham radio.
Yeah, it may have been ham radio. But, I mean, it's just communicating bits of information, and that can be done with just about anything. You could use a laser and light signals to communicate it if you had enough time, right?
Absolutely.
But it's certainly not ideal in the event that the grid goes down.
But the only point I'm making is the legacy banking system is so fragile. Just the fact that if some satellites get wiped out that control, like, MasterCard or these centralized financial services, let's call them, I'm very much skeptical of. I'm very afraid of, because they are a central power. They,
sure.
For some reason, something happens at their location and servers are down.
Well, I mean, think about it. Almost every debit card in the United States has either Visa or MasterCard supporting it.
Right.
Right.
And all of these.
That's extremely high amounts of power.
And so any of these centralized, forms of cashless currency, I see as. I'm not going to participate in. I probably won't be able to, because they're all going to want, you know, all your information. I don't want to give them.
I've participated with them, and I have a history of being burned by them, unfortunately. PayPal has closed my account. Venmo closed my account. Cash App probably going to close my account. That one remains open for the time being. Google Pay almost certainly one day going to close my account. So all of these alternatives to using cash, they have power. Because you want to use their service, or in some cases you need to use their service, and they have no hesitation whatsoever about wielding that power.
Yeah, and any small-time operation or just, one-man situation that's using these platforms, like a good friend of mine had a business, and in the business, he promoted the business well. He had a silver business, and he did, like, $200,000 or $150,000 worth of, like, sales in like 10 days after doing some major promotion. And
PayPal immediately shut him down.
PayPal shut him down, and then all the other payment processors shut him down, and they had, like, you know, I don't know, it was tens of thousands of dollars they held on to for like months. Like, totally, they ruined the guy is what they did. They ruined the business.
I'm in, I think, month 4 of PayPal holding some of my money. So hopefully around January they will actually release it. But yeah, they evidently can hold it for up to 6 months.
And that's what happened with this guy, I believe, was 6 months.
And it's not just PayPal. You know, it's the banks. It's the Wells Fargo. It's the Chase Manhattans. It's the Citigroups. It's all of those. They will hold your money if they shut down your account. They can shut down your account for any reason that they want.
They're all in bed together.
Yeah, cryptocurrency does not have those problems. 855-450-3733.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is willing to help the Mexican government when it comes to drug cartels.
We stand ready to assist Mexico should they ask us to do that. But it all underscores, Trish, just how important it is that we secure our border. I mean, the president declared an emergency on our southern border. We had a crisis of over 140,000 people a month coming across our border. And Democrats in Congress focused on anything but the best interests of the American people.
The vice president speaking there on Fox Business. The search may be over for a Utah man accused of killing a couple and burying them on a Texas beach. Police in Mexico have arrested Adam Williams. The 33-year-old was seen driving the couple's truck earlier this week into Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com, because Bitcoin has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. One of the interesting things, in fact, about cryptocurrency is that by and large, what people are trying to do is exchange fiat for it. And, you know, there are many, many methods that you can use to do that. Well, some of them better than worse. Some of them better than others, like PayPal. Believe it or not, my rate of running into issues using PayPal to sell Bitcoin Cash was extremely low compared to, like, Zelle and Cash App.
And it should be really low with PayPal. I mean, they should have this figured out. They've been around. I started using
PayPal
eBay.
PayPal explicitly forbids using PayPal to buy and sell cryptocurrency.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. Okay.
They lay it out in their terms. They are not fans.
Hmm. But, well, and I don't blame them. I mean, cryptocurrency is
going to
crush them.
Yeah. But interestingly, the chargeback rate was actually significantly lower while using PayPal.
Well, that's good. So kudos for PayPal on that part.
Yeah. But there are no ID requirements to sign up for local.bitcoin.com. You can be buying and selling Bitcoin Cash in minutes. All communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, and the keys for those chats are deleted 7 days after the trade's complete. So finally, a global trading platform that respects our privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. I love Bitcoin Cash. I'm not a big fan of Bitcoin Core. I'm certainly not a Bitcoin maximalist.
No, neither am I. And I also like Bitcoin Cash. Also for the fact that Bitcoin Cash has never been, like, you know, surprised me with, like, very high fees. It's always worked. It's always been, you know, hey, I just hit send, and my, you know, the guy standing next to me looks at his phone, and oh, and he's getting confirmations that he got it. And there's, even when a network's been running good with Bitcoin Core, like, the past year, it's, you never really seem to get, like, an instant response, you know, instant, what do you call it, confirmation. But then again, I try not to use the, you know, the $3 transaction fee when I'm, you know.
That is the frustrating thing about Bitcoin. And, you know, obviously it benefits the miners, the people who confirm the transactions, to have higher transaction fees. So they create a lot of empty, a lot of null transactions to bog down the network that don't cost them anything to mine and don't cost them anything and don't actually make them any money. It's just a net loss for them, except, I mean, not a net loss, it's just a net nothing for them, except that it creates traffic. And in that traffic, having to move through the bottleneck that is the miners themselves, creating more of it means you have to pay a higher fee to jump to the front of that line.
So they're able to artificially inflate the price of transactions.
Yes.
Huh, I never was aware of that until just now.
And they have no intention of changing it, obviously,
right. Yeah.
Because this whole power dynamic here with maximum block sizes and things like that, it gives the miners all of the power. It causes us, the users, to compete with each other. Instead of having the miners compete with one another to get our transactions, we're competing with one another to get the miners.
Now,
the whole power dynamic in Bitcoin Core is reversed from what it should be in a free market society.
So can this happen in Bitcoin Cash, do you know?
It could, but it hasn't.
Okay, and what would it take? Just like,
and because Bitcoin Cash, I think the maximum block size right now is 8 megabytes, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. That may be incorrect. But Bitcoin Core attempted to pretend like they were solving this issue by implementing SegWit, which made blocks a little bit bigger, or they had a little more room. And it didn't really solve the problem. It was a Band-Aid. As soon as there's a lot of interest in Bitcoin Core and transaction volume goes back up to what it was in 2017 levels, we're going to be back to sending somebody $25 of Bitcoin, and it's going to cost you $10 in Bitcoin to do it.
Now, there is a way to the Bitcoin. The guys that are really into Bitcoin Core are always saying there's a way that you can send all your transactions at once if you pile up a few, and then you're only paying one, like, I don't know, transaction fee, even though maybe you're sending 10 different payments to 10 different people. It was just not something I've, you know, really sat down and learned how to do.
No, and the average user won't. I mean, when I go to pay someone, let's say I swipe my debit card, for example, I don't think, oh, well, I need to not buy this pack of cigarettes right now because I'll be going to a store later and I can just buy a pack of cigarettes and gasoline at the same time. And I'll spend less money that way on transaction fees or anything like that. It's just not the way people think.
And when I do a transaction with somebody, when I pay someone, like, so I definitely, there's two guys that work for me occasionally, and they only want Bitcoin Core. And that's actually the only reason I get them to work.
Interesting.
Otherwise, they just wouldn't, you know, they're just not interested. So it's good because these guys that work for me are very valuable. They've helped me out, and I'm very happy that I can use Bitcoin to pay them. But I'm not going to be like, okay, I'm just going to wait until I got five other transactions to pay you. Because the whole idea with cryptocurrency, in my mind, is let's settle this right now. That's the point. It's nice and easy. And then, you know, if I do a deal with somebody for $100 and Bitcoin's at $10,000 and then 3 days later Bitcoin's at $13,000, I really feel like and I have done this before when I didn't pay them for a day or two because I forgot or they sent me a text message. I'll give them that $10,000 rate, not that $13,000 rate, for example, because I owed it to them that day. And then sometimes it can go the other way to where Bitcoin goes down and I end up paying them more Bitcoin. So, but some people definitely get butthurt if you, like, hey, you send someone, you owe me $100, and then you don't hear nothing, then all of a sudden Bitcoin jumps 15-20%, and bam, they pay you. It's like, you know, it's almost like you got a little taken advantage of.
Yeah, I would agree entirely. I think that any cryptocurrency transaction should be settled in the amounts as they were at the time the agreement was made. You know,
so with my transactions, it's only been, you know, these two guys, and it's usually a few hundred bucks I'm giving them when I pay them because they'll work for me for several days and then I'll pay them.
Sure.
And so that's not too bad. And I always do the cheapest fee, you know, 60 cents, 80 cents, sometimes it is.
Because it's not exactly an urgent transaction. It doesn't need to be confirmed, like, right then.
Well, we trust each other.
Right.
And we're friends. It isn't like I just met you at a festival and I'm buying, you know, something off you and it might not happen for, you know, 5 or 6 hours of transaction.
Which has never happened in my experience on Bitcoin Cash.
Well, you're right. Yeah,
that's a
happens.
Unique phenomenon, yes, for Bitcoin Core. Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Doge, all of these are more or less instant in their first confirmation.
And a lot of people bash Dash for, like, reasons I can't comprehend because I don't understand.
Well, it was pre-mined by accident.
That I kind of get, but Dash has never failed me.
No, it's always
been
working. Good to me. I mean, I don't care about that. Sure, it's got a bit of a shady beginning, but, like, I don't.
People bashing Dash is like, oh, you know, I hate you, Joe Blow libertarian, because you're not libertarian enough. You know, it's like Dash is far better than any fiat coin, as far as I'm concerned. But it's always worked, and it's, you know, Bitcoin's really screwed me up a couple of times trying to make transactions that didn't come through for, like, you know, two weeks there was one.
I used to flip a lot between different cryptocurrencies because I noticed that, you know, the rates relative to one another wouldn't change in the same manner all the time. Then you could make money flipping between cryptocurrencies. And it was going great until I tried to flip out of Bitcoin Gold into Bitcoin, or the other way around. I don't remember exactly. And it was right before Bitcoin Gold just went downhill and stayed there.
Yep.
And the Bitcoin Core transaction was stuck on the blockchain for like 5 days.
Yep.
And I contacted Coinami. I was like, look, I need a way to I don't remember the terminology now, but to double spend by implementing a higher fee into the transaction and just make that transaction attempt go away entirely. They're like, well, if it goes 14 days without being confirmed, you'll get your Bitcoin back. And I was like, in 14 days, the value of Bitcoin Gold is going to be nothing.
Right.
Right? That does me no good. All the more reason to avoid Bitcoin Core and to instead use Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Monero or just about any other cryptocurrency that doesn't have these problems. Bitcoin Core isn't awful, but it's the least of cryptocurrencies. 855-453.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And we've been talking about cryptocurrency, but before we get too much further into that, let's go on to the phones. He ended up sitting here through the entire time during that segment. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, you two. At the risk of being all Bitcoin this hour, I wanted to give you a good story from New Hampshire. As okay. You and your listeners know, there are quite a few early adopters for cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin here in New Hampshire, where I live. But as a real estate broker, I...
Oh, you're oversaw, Mark Warden, right?
Yes, Mark Warden here.
Okay.
For Porcupine Real Estate.
Right.
And I oversaw a transaction earlier this year, the sale of a house for Bitcoin.
Very cool.
Now, has that happened anywhere other than New Hampshire that you're aware of yet?
It has. I've heard of some people down in Miami selling high-end condos for Bitcoin there to international buyers.
Well, that's good to hear.
But as far as I know, I'm the first one to take care of such a transaction in the state of New Hampshire.
That's very cool. Now, how did that work? I hate to even ask this, but my first thought is, how does that even work legally? I mean, obviously, the person... Go ahead.
Yeah, it's no problem legally when you're transacting a piece of real property and you draw up an agreement, a sale, purchase and sale agreement. It can be for anything of value. You can sell your house for in exchange for some cars or a piece of land in a different state or for, they say, something like love and affection.
Consideration.
That's right. Any consideration of value. In this case, we actually wrote up the purchase agreement based on Bitcoin, and we gave each sort of a safety valve so that if Bitcoin raced up or down more than a certain percentage, 5%, then either party could back out. But we had a fairly quick closing period of about 2 weeks, and found the title company and who would set up a Bitcoin wallet. So they set up a Coinbase wallet to accept the deposit, earnest money deposit, in Bitcoin without a U.S. dollar equivalent value. So the contract was written for 24 Bitcoin, earnest money deposit of half of Bitcoin, which the title company held.
Okay.
Then two weeks the buyer had to do his inspections and due diligence. And after everything cleared out and was fine, we all sat down at the closing table and the seller signed the deed and the buyers and sellers signed a little bit of paperwork and it was done. And then the title company sent the deposit in Bitcoin to the seller, and the buyer sat there at the table, at the closing table at the title company, got out his phone and sent the balance, which is 23.5 Bitcoin, to the seller's wallet through a QR code.
Oof, that is a lot more cryptocurrency than I would want to carry around at any given moment.
And the title attorney was flabbergasted. He said that's the fastest closing he'd seen, because if you do a typical closing, you have financing involved and lender and all this, and you still have to bring in some your down payment with a cashier's check. Or you can wire it. Even with a cash purchase, the funds have to be wired. And the banking system in the U.S. takes 2 hours, 4 hours, sometimes 8 hours to clear a wire.
So I can't just go up to someone selling a house and hand them, I don't know, $250,000 in cash?
They will freak out.
Yeah. You can certainly do that.
They would freak out. I would imagine.
They would
That's more
out.
Cash than I would want to carry as well.
Exactly. But we were joking that sometimes you have to get a cashier's check to close a deal. You have to go to the bank, and the bank charges you $10 for your cashier's check. Or if you send a wire through your online bank, that costs $30 for the wire transfer fee. But 24 Bitcoin, roughly $240,000 of value, only costs $7.15 in fees at that point. Then we just sat around for 20 minutes to get so many confirmations. I think we waited for 4 or 5 confirmations. And then people shook hands, gave them the keys, and everybody walked off happy.
That is amazing. I'm very happy to hear it.
We're going to have more of that going on here in New Hampshire, hopefully.
I would love for all purchases to be made using a cryptocurrency, preferably not Bitcoin Core, but okay, I understand that's the big one. But absolutely. Mark,
we'll let the market decide about that. We're all free marketeers. We want to get people to have this exchange of ideas and competition among the different products and services, and that will encourage innovation and usability. I think that's the biggest challenge right now for the general public, is to have applications where they can transact with Bitcoin easily and,
Yeah, the issue I've been running into lately was someone saying something to the effect of, yeah, there's one entire pawn shop in my town where I can use Bitcoin Cash. And I was like, well, have you gone out and asked other businesses if they're willing to accept it? The answer, of course, was no. Well, then stop complaining about how there are no brick-and-mortar businesses in your area that don't accept it. I mean, you haven't even offered to pay them with it.
Every establishment I go into to do business stuff, first thing out of my mouth is, you guys accept cryptocurrency yet?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't? And I tell them about it. But, hey, Mark, you got some more kind of urgent news for us, don't you?
Yeah, we're talking on the legal front here. We like to say there are many paths to liberty, whether it's through civil disobedience or the legislative process. But sometimes you can use legal jujitsu and try to use the courts against the government. And here in Manchester, New Hampshire, I have sued the city I live in because they illegally held an election for something called the Charter Commission for the school board. And the city opened up a filing period 2 months early in July when they should have done in October. So I called this out and I went with the Secretary of State and Attorney General and hired an attorney, and we took it to the Superior Court, And the Superior Court judge ruled in my favor that, yes, the city had, in fact, opened the filing period 2 months early. So basically that was invalid. Those people had filed at the time, and they denied me my right to
file. So did they close it 2 months early as well?
Yeah, they closed. It was only open for 10 days back in July.
Okay.
But per the letter of the law, it was supposed to be in October. But the city chose to ignore the law and just do things that were expedient for them.
Well, sure.
At the same time, filing for another city election.
It sounds like to me, you know, based on my own study of this, is a typical shenanigans of that nobody really pays attention to the local, like these little bureaucracies. Nobody gives them any, they're not under any form of microscope. And when they do things like this, nobody would even think. But here in New Hampshire, we have actual activists that are looking at these things and paying attention. And, I mean, Mark, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you've been a basically a Free State Project super activist. You know, you're a state representative, and you're always, looking to get people here. You're like the first guy a lot of people go to find a place to live. And the fact that you were paying attention to this and you went and to get on this committee, because this is, from what I understand, it's just creating another taxing authority within Manchester to further increase people's taxes is what it really boils down to. And it sounds like they purposely did the, having the filing period at a time other than specified so they could get their own cronies lined up on their own little commission and kind of run their mafia operation like they've been doing for years.
Well, that's exactly right. They just thumb their nose at the law and just do whatever is expedient for them to help their cronies, as you say. I've been in politics for a while now. I've been elected to the state legislature 3 times. And I like to say that going into this, before I got elected, I was very cynical about government. And then once you get inside it and see what really goes on, it's way worse. So no matter how cynical you are about government, it's worse.
I'm pretty cynical about government, but you're saying it's worse? It's like always worse? Now, is it because it's inefficient, or is it just because a lot of cronyism, a lot of self-interest, self-serving stuff?
I think it's the latter. There's a lust for power. Now, don't get me wrong, New Hampshire is better than most places. A lot of your listeners around the country are thinking they'd love to be in New Hampshire because really, its government is accessible here. It's small. It's transparent compared to...
Mark, I hate to cut you off, but we are heading out. We'll be back in a moment. Okay, Boomer, that seems to be going around.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To this. Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.